Well, good evening. This is KB3MXM, the Maryland DC's EchoLink. Section-wide EchoLink will be starting in just a few moments. We'll wait for some more to join. Stand by, please. Good evening. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, Maryland DC Section Manager. We'll start in about a minute. All right. Very good. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us this evening. We're going to try to make this a short meeting here on Friday. I'm going to do it just a little differently. I'm going to give you an announcement of things that are happening within the Maryland DC section around the area. I'm going to cover the Maryland amateur radio bill in just a little bit of detail to give you some insight into that. And then I'm going to turn it over to anyone that has an announcement for the section of upcoming events. So get your paper and pencil ready, folks, just in case you need to copy something down, and we'll be starting here in just a second or so. KB3MXM. All right, good evening, and thank you for joining us here on Friday evening for the April session of the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC Section Manager. And let me just check the roster real quick and see if there's anyone here that I need to. Yep, I see Chris, and I see Father Al, and I see Mike, and Jeff, and Bob. All right, we'll get right to it. All right, a couple of things that are happening around this section I'll share with you right now, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the Maryland amateur radio bill that just recently passed the Maryland House and Senate. All right, coming up very soon is the Hamvention in May, the 20th to the 22nd, Greene County Fairground in Ohio. And just about a month ago, they had some very severe storms go through. As a matter of fact, a tornado just went to the north of the fairgrounds. You know, that area was decimated in the Xenia area recently with the tornado went through, actually hit the old convention center, completely destroyed it. Also coming up in June is the ARRL Field Day, June the 25th through the 29th. If your organization hasn't yet added your location to the Field Day Finder, please do so. I use that to make my list up on who I'm going to visit. And let's see. Oh, and then also in May, we've got the Armed Forces annual crossband exercise on May the 14th, right? The Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo is April the 23rd, about a week away. And then right after that is the Maryland Mobileers in Odenton on the 24th of April. And then we have the Greater Hagerstown Hamfest on the 30th at the Ag Center, Washington County Ag Center, and on the very same day is the York Hamfest in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Break. And you can go ahead and start planning for the Father's Day Hamfest, Arcadia, Maryland, and Upper Co., Maryland. And then up in Pennsylvania is the Firecracker Hamfest, which is on the 2nd of July. So the Father's Day Ham Fest in Arcadia is the 16th of June, and then the Firecracker Ham Fest in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is the 2nd of July, followed by the Chambersburg Ham Fest on the 30th of July. Break. Also in June is the Manassas Ham Fest down in Manassas Park, Virginia. That's always well attended. And then Berryville is in August the 7th. All right, that's happenings around the area. Stand by. Oh, and I shouldn't forget about World Amateur Radio Day, April the 18th. You know, conditions have been rather interesting lately. Matter of fact, I was listening about a week ago, way up in the 17 meter band. I was really surprised really late at night. And we've had an awful lot of solar activity lately. Matter of fact, auroral activity was seen around the Great Lakes. That's a good thing. All right, 2 minutes, and then we'll get back to everybody here joining us this evening. This is KB3MXM. All right, 4 years ago, a bill was introduced to give reasonable accommodation for amateur radio antenna structures. That bill did not get much favor in the House at the time and was withdrawn. The following year, the bill was submitted again, and then last year it was submitted again. It passed the House in both times, but it never got through the Senate. Died in committee. But I'm very pleased to announce that this year, Maryland House Bill 331 passed the Senate unanimously with 147 votes in the affirmative, went to the Senate committee where it received favorable consideration, and then went to the Senate where it also passed unanimously just about a week ago. So now we have a bill waiting for governor's signature. What does that mean? Well, the language of the bill says, and I quote, requiring that an ordinance adopted by a county or municipality to regulate amateur radio station antenna structures may not preclude amateur radio communications, must accommodate amateur radio communications, and must constitute the minimal practicable regulations to accomplish the purpose of the ordinance. You know, I went out and checked a lot of the county websites. I thought that it might be useful to know that it will be several months before this bill, when signed by the governor, becomes law. It won't be until October, at which point the county will then, they will go through the process of adjusting or making ordinances in their counties. Now, there are some counties, and I have a list here. Bear with me for just a second. Stand by. There are some counties that they require the local municipality, when submitting a permit for these things, to have the local municipality first approve it before it can move on. I'll give you an example. Talbert County, and I'll read this for you just so you know. Stand by. Break. In Talbert County, it says, when do you need a permit? It says all work requiring a permit except, I got to scroll over here, except the following, will require approval before Talbert County reviews. And for example, in Talbert County, the cities or towns of Easton, St. Michael's, Trapp, Oxford, and Queen Anne's. So although you submit your permit, it goes through those municipalities before the county then makes that decision. Why is this important? Because we need to be familiar with this process, and we need to be able to communicate with our state representatives or our county representatives, in this case, and your permits offices and your and those offices that are doing this, and be able to get that information to them in one voice. What's required now, particularly in Montgomery County, and let me read you this. Stand by. Break. It says in Montgomery County, and this is just general structures. But it does have something in there for antennas, but it's a commercial requirement. It says antenna enclosures is installed at a minimum of 15 feet height. The structure is at least 30 feet from a dwelling in a rural residential area. The antenna is enclosed, or the enclosure is the same color pattern as the community. I'm sure you've heard of that before. All right. Thank you very much down there in Ocean City. We'll get with you in just a moment. Stand by. I want to thank all of the hams that participated in contacting the representatives. I was pleasantly surprised when I contacted Delegate's office. The chief of staff told me, oh, yes, we're very familiar with this bill. We've had many calls and emails from amateur radio operators wanting us to give favorable consideration to this. So, you know, this was an amazing effort in 4 days, and the challenge was great, but we were able to overcome that. So I want to thank all of you who participated in getting the word out and calling your representatives. Much appreciated. everyone involved. Break. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. section Echolink net on the WB3GXW, WASH_DC Echolink node and linked repeaters. Stand by. We'll take a break and let everybody reset. All right, let's get this over as quickly as possible today, folks. I know we've got many things to do, and many of you are busy, so this is how we're going to do it. I'm going to go to the section staff. We're going to be asking Chris, AB3WG, for a few words, and then Father Al. I don't see anyone else on the list that I know, but you might be on a repeater somewhere, so we'll call those two. Okay. Let's go to, and then after we do the section staff, then I'm going to ask for any stations that have an announcement for the net, which I mean is if you have an event coming up and you'd like to share with the audience, you're going to go first so we can get that done, and then we'll go down the roster. Thank you all. All right, AB3WG, Chris, go ahead. All right, I guess I got it unlocked. All right, Chris, I'm sorry for that, folks. AB3WG. Yeah, I noticed that. Okay, Chris, go ahead and reset. Log off and log back in, and then what I found out was that when you log back in, you might have to go to the very top of the screen and click the white bar where you see Echolink and your call sign, and then hit your PTT, whatever you're using, your control button. That might help. All right, let's go to we'll come back to you. Let's go to W3YVQ, Father Al.
All right, very well. Let me let the repeaters reset. Let me know if 7 seconds wasn't enough. W3YVQ, Section Traffic Manager, and I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Easter weekend here on Good Friday, and I hope you have a pleasant holiday. Remember, if you hide them, make sure you keep a list so you can find them. Otherwise, they'll find you in July or August after the summer heat. But it's your last chance before barbecue and picnic weather to get antenna work done, and with the sunspot activity rising, not only are rag cures and DX chasers having a ball, but the traffic handlers are making good use of the propagation as well for the WinLink radio email layer, the digital traffic network, backdoor and Vera all the way radiogram forwarding layer, and the hybrid radiogram handlers. And hybrid radiograms are those that contain email formatted text, like what you would drive from an ICS form using FL message export, etc., and the voice and CW nets. So in spring time, the windows are open, the screens are in place to keep the bugs from collecting around the final amplifier, and thoughts of field day are growing rapidly upon us. It's not that far off, folks. 7-3, have a great weekend, W3YVQ.
Okay, Father Al, thank you. Great words. And one more event that I forgot to mention was the FCC and the new fee for new licenses. I'm not going to get into detail. Folks, you know how to find this stuff. I think that getting a new license testing, I'm sure, before the 19th. So I'm sure our VEs are in great demand. All right, thank you. Let's go to AB3WG, Chris. All right, we'll come back to Chris. All right, let's go down some of the repeaters here. I'm not keeping a roster here this evening, folks, so I'm having a short night tonight. Let's go to WB3GXW conference. Is there any stations on there that would like to add to the net? Remember, we're looking for any events that are going on next month or so that you'd like to share with the section. Any stations on the WB3GXW? Go ahead. All right, we'll come back to that. How about K3ORB, Ocean City? Any stations like to check in on the K3ORB?
Roger that, Marty. This is K3WOC. Hope you're having a great night out there. Just a quick little event notice that we will be having a field day event over at the Worcester County Fire Training Facility. Of course, that'll be on the actual day of field day, that Saturday. So we usually like to get started probably pretty early in the morning, around 9 a.m. We are looking to have another event about the second week of June. We haven't finalized the details yet, but we're going to be stationed over at Assateague Island, just be doing a little club promotional event for the Worcester Radio Group, and to have a little activity for some of the campers that might be there that day over at the pavilion. So we'll have some more details about that at our website, k3wrg.com. Thank you so much, Marty. Appreciate it. I'll pass it back to you. I'm not sure if there's anybody else listening on the K3ORB repeater that has anything else to add, but we certainly stand by for you now if you'd like.
K3DAF Mobile, Berlin area, checking in. No comment.
Thank you, Dave. Good to hear you out there. K3DAF, this is K3WOC. I'll go ahead and pass it back to Net Control, KB3MXM. Really appreciate it, Marty. Take care.
Okay, very good. Looks like Chris got his audio fixed, so we'll go to AB3WG. Chris?
Okay, there we are. It helps if you hit the unmute button. All right, thank you, Marty. Good evening, everyone. Really great to participate in the House bill process. Learned a lot, and looking forward to participating in some more things that are going to be coming up in the near future with not only with our clubs, but also for in the section as well, and our Aries MAT teams and some of our Aries groups. I did participate in two drills with the Anne Arundel Aries group recently, some running events that went on down near Annapolis, so had a great time doing that and learned a lot. So stay tuned and make sure you're connecting with your Aries groups and your section staff to see if you can help. And let's see if we can get some more stuff done. 73AB3WG.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much for that. Now let's go to the W3FDK. Linked repeater. Any stations like to check in and share with the net some activities in your area?
Hello, Marty. This is Sandy, KB3EOF. Do we have anybody on the W3FDK repeater who wants to check into the MDC section net?
W3Julia Papa. Luke here, Sandy, and listening.
K3NOT. This is Richard. I'm listening only.
All right. Thanks, John and Richard. The only events we've got... big events coming up is the 7th of May hike across Maryland. This is going to be a 41-mile hike. We man checkpoints along the Appalachian Trail every 10 miles, and we'll be looking for volunteers. K3 Mike Mike Mike, Kilo 3 MMM is the point of contact if you'd like to volunteer for this event. That's all I've got, Marty. Back to you, KB3MXM, KB3EOF.
Okay, Sandy, thank you very much. Hike across Maryland, May 7th, looking for volunteers. K3MMM is your point of contact. All right, next repeater is going to be, linked repeater is going to be KA2JAI. Mike, if you're on, call your stations, please.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. We have our monthly meeting tomorrow. Most of it's going to be devoted to Web EOC training. The Mobile Ears Hamfest comes up in Odenton on the 24th, and our Anne Arundel County Aries HF Net moves in April to 4th Tuesdays. We'll do fourth Tuesdays going forward. In order to help speed things along, Marty, I'm not going to take general check-ins tonight, but let me just see if anybody has any other significant announcements. Let me begin with Jeff, KC3OQP. Jeff, do you have any announcements of events coming up?
Let go of this big part. Okay, this is the first time using this computer with this. The two events that we have coming up at the end of this month are on April 30th, and we're pretty much well staffed on those, but if there's a few new hams out there that would like to come out and check it out, check out the event for the first time, more than welcome to. That is a Saturday. You can reach me at vp@w3vpr.org. Also, the Anne Arundel Club is having a open shack this Sunday. I understand it's Easter, but the shack will be open, so if anybody wants to come down and check out the shack, it will be open that weekend. Also, with the piggyback on Mike's announcement about the Hamfest, the Anne Arundel Club will be having ID badges being printed there. I know Marty got one last year. I made sure I got him one and got it out to him. But we will be down there making those. They will be $10. And I would like to thank Marty for helping get people for the B&A Trail Marathon. And I would like to thank Mike and Chris and anybody else that's on here that came out that weekend also. It was a little windy, a little cold, but we made it through, and I think everything went off pretty well. And even the following weekend, we had another run, and that one went off without a hit. So that was pretty good. Next big one's not until, I think, July. I have to double-check it. Marty, I will check on that and get information to you as soon as I can. Back to Mike, KA2JAI.
Thank you, Jeff. Let me ask if anyone else connected to my note or anyone else listening on the 805 has any events coming up that they would like to announce. Okay, Marty, that's the short version tonight. I'll turn it back to you. If anybody needs any further information, ka2jai@arrl.net. 7-3, everyone.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Mike. We're going to take a quick pause here, let the repeaters reset. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. Section Echolink net here on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC Echolink node. And when we come back, we'll see if John, WB3GXW, is on and give any announcement he has. Stand by, folks. We'll be back in a moment. All right, very good. Let's go to WB3GXW. Mr. John, are you listening this evening? A few words from that, sir. All right, nothing heard. Last time he said that he's still recovering from his shattered leg, so going through that and not able to get upstairs or downstairs, wherever the machine is, to bring up the bulletins on the weekend. So we'll just have to wait and listen to that a little later then. All right, this is KB3MXM. Let's go to who else do I have on here? Oh, yeah, let's go to N3RO. You're next. Oh, N3RO is in listen mode. I should have read my own notes. All right, let's go to Dave, KB3HWM.
Hi, Andy, Marty, KB3HWM in the group, KB3HWM. Not a whole lot to add. Just want to thank you guys, you, Chris, and everybody else on the section staff for what you guys did with the House bill. I know there's a lot of questions out there, and I know I've seen a lot of comments of people talking about the HOA and that it doesn't really affect it. But obviously, in the long run, it's going to make things a lot easier to fight for everything antenna-wise. So just appreciate the work you guys put in for all that good stuff. And Not sure if we're going to make it to the Hanfest here in the next couple weeks, but hopefully going to make some shortly. I haven't been to a Hanfest in several years, so hopefully put that on the list. And other than that, nothing else to add, so I'll turn it back to you, Marty. KB3MXN, this is KB3HWM, the group.
All right, very good. Oh, I see WB3GXW. John, are you there? Any words for us this evening, sir? All right, nothing there. Let's go for the last couple that we have here on the list. We just did Dave. I moved Dave into the talk category. All right, stand by. Chris, November 6th, Charlie, Juliet Bravo.
Exciting things. I retire from the Navy starting on Monday. I begin my terminal leave. And so while you all have been talking great ham things, I've been writing a counter offer for a job with Potomac Testing. So pretty excited and a little nervous about that. Other than that, Saturday was awesome. Glad to get out and meet some other hams, and I'm glad the drill went off without a hitch. We also got to test out some other dipoles that were brought along, so all in all, a good day. N6CJB, back to Nat.
Oh, I can't help myself. Go Navy. Yeah, I was a Navy guy, too. All right, very good. Well, congrats on that, and it sounds like you're going to be in a bit of busy little beaver there, so got some things going on. Always good to have stuff going on. Let's continue on, see if we can't get done early this evening, folks. Now, for Jeff and Pam, I'm going to get to you in just a moment, and you can give us a quick briefing on the hospital exercise. But before we go there, let's go to N3 Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford.
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Thanks very much, Marty. I have nothing new for the net. I do want to wish everybody a very happy and safe Easter, and look forward to seeing everybody in the coming months. From November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Bowie.
Thank you, Milford. Now let's move down to Stu, WI3J. I'm pressing the wrong button here. All right, thank you very much, Milford. Let's go to Bob, November 2, Kilo Golf, Oscar. Okay, nothing heard there. Let me turn it over to Jeff or Pam. I think you guys can probably figure out who wants to go first, but give us a little briefing, real quick brief on the hospital exercise. It seemed to have gone very well, very supportive. Well, let's do it in alphabetic order. I'm sorry, Pam. KB3SPH and then KB3SWS.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. As you referred to, we did have a Region 5 medical hospital drill on April 9th. And Region 5 consists of Montgomery County, Calvert County, Charles County, Prince George's County, and St. Mary's County. And we were able to pass areas members in each of those counties manned hospitals or home stations, and we attempted to pass traffic, and they're happy to say we were successful in getting a message via RDOP peer-to-peer from Montgomery County to Prince George's County to Charles County to Calvert County to St. Mary's County, and then St. Mary's County sent it back to Montgomery County. So all those relays were accomplished. At the Prince George's County site and at the Bowie Health Center, we had 24 participants show up for that field deployment, a bunch of masks put up and dipoles tested out, and lots of fun. And I think that's about it. Back to Net, or over to Pam, KB3SWS. Pam, your turn.
Thank you, Jeff. This is Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Whiskey Sierra, and a couple of add-ons for Jeff's report. I was the self-appointed safety officer for the Region 5 hospital drill at the Bowie Health Center location, and that included handing out yellow vests to people who did not have them that day, and also placing traffic cones, reflectors, marker flags, and all kinds of safety gear in and around the antennas and the vehicles and the radio tables and so on. And it turns out that everyone stayed safe, so I guess it all worked. Back to net control, KB3SWS.
Okay, very good, Pam. Thank you very much. Let me just give a quick ID here. This is KB3MXM. kept us from tripping over cables. That's important. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC Section Manager. You are listening to the monthly Maryland DC Sectional Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW repeater, GXW node and linked repeaters. To allow a moment for all systems to reset, I'll be back. We'll close the net. Stand by, everybody.
WA3MNN on the GXW repeater.
Oh, okay. WA3, give that to me again. I didn't quite catch it. It's something M. I didn't get all of it.
Okay, Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike November, November. John here. You know who I am now. Morning, noon, night. Call sign, phonetically. That's another version there. I noticed that the Maryland FM Association Hamfest, which is on the last Sunday in May, is listed on the QST webpage, but it did not make it into the May issue of QST. So I don't know if you mentioned that Hamfest or not, but that is the last Sunday in May. It will be at the Howard County Fairgrounds. Due to other activities at the fairgrounds, the venue has changed, and we will be holding the Hamfest in a new area, exhibition area, which is right next to where we normally park the cars, so you won't have to as far to walk for this Hamfest. It'll be a tailgate-only event. There is a gun show at the fairgrounds. I don't know what else is there that Sunday. And they will be using the midway, which we normally use for tailgates, for their parking. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's going to be Howard County Fairgrounds on the 29th, Sunday, correct? Oh, wait a minute. Sunday, correct?
I'll let the ID run. Yes, that is correct. Same normal date that we have it. Just that we'll be located at a different location on the fairgrounds, but where we'll be at, will the tailgate area will be closer to parking.
All right. I think I've got everything. Harry County Fairgrounds, Sunday the 29th. What time does it start? What time does it end?
Tailgating starts at 6 a.m. We will not be in buildings, so basically the Hamfest starts at 6 a.m. and goes to about 2 p.m. Usually people pack up before that. There will be a food vendor on site, I guess, for the gun show. We have access to the restrooms, and there's a small bridge over the stream that will be a shortcut to the restroom. So it will be a tailgate-only outdoor event. Please do not do any rain dances or pray for rain.
Yeah, I don't see it on the Hamfest lookup page. Do you have somebody that's going to add it so that it'll be on there? Do you have somebody in the club?
Last time I looked, but that was before they did the webpage update. Let me check real quick.
All right, very good. I'm there now. I don't see it. So just an FYI, if somebody's looking for it, they may be going there to find it. All right, I'll let you have a moment to check that, and we'll call for any stations that did not check in or have some words for them. The Howard County is May, or have some words for the net. Your call signs, please.
Right now, and 529 of 22, Memorial Day Hamfest is listed as being in West Friendship. We're just listed right after the Hagerstown Hamfest, which is on the 30th of April. So we are May 29th. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. All right, fantastic. Thank you very much. So there you go. OQP, you got the date. All right, once again, thank you for your information. Anything else, John?
No, that's it, but I believe the Laurel VEC team will be doing the exam session tomorrow at the Women's Club of Laurel, and I plan on being there to assist.
All right, very good. All right, we're down to the last few moments here, folks, and we're going to call it quits for tonight, and you all get back to your activities. Any additional stations before we end?
KC3TMG, Benson Bowie, checking in, no comments.
All right, Case, I get that right, Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Mike Golf, right?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. As we leave this evening, I'd like to share the following. Stand by. This is KB3MXM. And just a little bit of wisdom and words for everyone. Remember, I'm speaking in first person here. Allow me to send my voice and to be heard by my comrades. I hope all will receive me, to teach me and others to listen, to keep me in tune, to give me the will and grant me the opportunity to communicate. Help me resist static and lightning and communicate with all on this earthly world. Transmit from your heart and let all who hear you again. I wish you all peace. Have a good night and 7-3s. Be well, be safe, and be on the air. KB3MXM, we'll close the net now. Good night, everybody. Thank you.